soundtrack composer Thierry Millet asking, where is the danger from war volcanoes? Here on Deep Threes. Our set began with the New York New Music Ensemble's recording of the first movement of Charles Warren's New York Notes, leading us into Nocturne No. 2 by the Albanian ethnomusicologist and composer Ramadan Sokoli, and performed by Kirsten Johnson on her album of Albanian piano music, Kengi, a word that roughly translates as song. Yanlin Chen conducted Melody of China in the second movement, and Andante of his composition, Wandering Along the Journey, found on the Away from Schwen album. We landed on Astral Earth with David S. Ware and his One Sept, and then encountered Makanuchi Bento's Rain Dragon and Hidden Genius from Swime. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. James Horner gives us the counsel to leave no witnesses. Wise advice for this episode from The Mask of Zorro. You can always find playlists and show archives on the website, www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. This summer was the 30th anniversary of the deadliest weather event in Chicago's history, a heat wave that killed more than 700 people.
And an analysis of those 700 people that had passed away determined that the majority were Black, often elderly, and particularly vulnerable folks included people living alone.
Daniel Horton of Northwestern University co-leads the Diffusing Disasters Working Group, a team formed to help make sure that something similar never happens again. The group includes researchers and city officials.
But we also have a bunch of community members that have lived experience, which is equally, if not more valuable, knowledge when it comes to identifying people in the community that are particularly vulnerable.
To pinpoint the areas in the city at greatest risk, the group has developed a heat vulnerability index. It's based not only on tree cover and air temperature, but also on risk factors that residents brought to the group's attention, like the distance to a park with a splash pad, where kids can play in water to cool off, and rates of violent crime, which can make people reluctant to leave their windows open. So with this information, city officials can better understand the risks and prioritize where solutions are needed most urgently. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Hi there, this is